This is Ian Blessed at the Guildford Spectrum. The final score today was Guildford City 1, Swindon Supermarine 1. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. The score, unfortunately, doesn't say what happened at Fleet, and it looks like we're bottom, unfortunately.
Yeah. It looks like we're obviously going to be going down. I mean, the lads put in an absolutely fantastic effort, and today's not the reason we're going down. Obviously, they had six games prior today when we've struggled to get numbers and people out to game. Yeah, in the league, you know, you're travelling 700 miles in a week to try and get a side out, which has just been impossible, and you're forced to play with two or three weakened sides. Unfortunately, that's what's beat us in this league. So yeah, you can't fault if we had that side most of the season. Have no problem whatsoever. We'd be halfway up the table without any shadow of a doubt. I mean, it's shown with a couple of performances with Stratford and today, and even Tiverton on Saturday. It was we can compete in this league with the team. But unfortunately, the powers that be have decided to kill us and made us travel 700 miles in a week for a game of local football. I mean, when you're travelling trying to leave Guildford or wherever at 3:30 on a working weekday, unfortunately, we haven't got the budget or the players to do that. So, but we've known that, and it's been difficult. We've basically just fulfilled one or two fixtures, and unfortunately, if we could have just got one of those, we were a stronger side out, who knows? But you've got to commend, you've got to give Fleet a bit of credit. I mean, they've kept going plenty of times. We've got 6 points away from them, so fair play to them. They've kept battling away, and they've just ground out and got the odd result and got themselves ahead of us. So, fair play to them. But unfortunately, we've really handed it to them by not being able to get the sides out in certain games. But that's where it's gone.
Dreadfully unlucky, I thought today. I thought we played not just well. We played absolutely brilliantly. I mean, we get stung by an amazing shot by then. You can't say anything about that. It was a wonderful shot by their player, and we were right back in the game, and we just couldn't get that second goal.
Yeah, I mean, we've had 5 minutes to try and get it, and we've had chances, and the keeper's made an absolutely great save from Jack Guildford header in the final minute with his feet, and it just wasn't meant to be. I mean, we've had a good go. Anyone watching the game today, considering there's 20 odd places between us, I mean, personally, I thought we were the better side. I mean, they've got a bit of quality, the forwards, but we should have won the game, but we didn't, and that's what happens. But you can't fault the boys' commitment and effort today.
Don't really want to go out over past things too much, but on Saturday I heard we were very low on numbers, and I heard that we played incredibly well.
Yeah, again, deserves something from the game. I mean, we conceded a 46th minute or some 49th minute in the first half, and then injury time in the second half, and again we've hit the bar, come down, keepers made two absolutely fantastic saves at 1-0, and we've just been unfortunate not to get anything. But we played really well Saturday, and they're second or third in the league, and we played really well again today. And like I say, it's just purely numbers and squads and teams. Just been unfortunate.
So I read the news that you're staying on.
Yeah, I mean, we need to it's a shame. Everything sort of conspired against us a little bit this year. We've come in a bit late and got going in January. We was looking quite good with the squad and picked up a couple of good results, and then the weather's killed us, and then unfortunately we've picked up injury after injury, and couldn't get people in to cover it. I mean, it's a combination of everything that's just conspired against us this year. That side out there, if they were here next year in the combined counties, they'd win the league quite comfortably, and it may be a way to go. Enjoy winning every week and get back up and sort it out that way. So we'll see. I mean, you never know what happens close season as well. I mean, the FA, any other year we wouldn't be going down. You've had two Southern League clubs fold and you'd be reprieved because we'd have more points than Ashford and Chertsey, I believe. But they've changed it this year again, and lo and behold, it's we don't get the rub of the green. So they've changed it mid-term as well, and suddenly we're relegated. Any other year we'd probably be safe.
It must be very encouraging. I know it must be so disappointing, but how well they performed today and showed today really what they can do.
Yeah, it's a bit of both. It's frustrating because we know that side would not be anywhere near the bottom two or three in the table, but it's just frustrating to show what could have been, but it's not, and we've got to get on with it.
But as you're saying, it's difficult to ask people who've got jobs to be travelling those distances in the middle of the week, and especially even sometimes Saturday.
Yeah, I think we had four away games in a week and travelled 800 plus miles in a week. It's just impossible. If you've got enough money to try and afford it, fair enough, but we're on a low budget, as you know, but it's not even that. People trying to get time off work, and you get injuries and you're trying to get someone in to cover someone, you say, where are you playing? Oh, Devon. You've just got no chance, absolutely no chance. I mean, the FA, we all know we shouldn't have been in this league in the first place. We should have been Central League, but we've tried to have a go with what the FA have made us do, and unfortunately it's come unstuck.
Are you relishing next season though?
Yeah, I think, like I say, that side out there would win, in my opinion, would win the league next year, and maybe it's a way forward to win it, enjoy it, get things going again, and do it that way. But it's just frustrating and disappointing that we've ended up not being able to get players together and the squad together week in, week out, and that we're going down. So
we give it a go next week no matter what, don't we?
I still think we've got to go and win. I mean, you never know what happens. A couple more fold and it could be points per game, so we've got to go there and try and have a good go, get a good squad and try and win the game.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and I'll talk to you next weekend. Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, cheersy.
Thanks.